My name is Yvonne Richardson, born July 39, youngest of four children, parents Horace Brett and Elsie Brett. I was born at 2 Ashley Cottages, Capel Lane. My father was born in the village. He was one of 11 children. I went to Stansted Abbott School, and then we went to the new school at Hoddesdon when it first opened, and also we had to go up to Burford Street School for some lessons. When I left school, I went to Allen and Hanbury's. I got married when I was 20.
Same as me.
Well, not say divorced when I was 40. Anyway, what else? And then I finished work when I was 50 to look after my sick parents. Then when my parents both passed away, I joined the National Health Service. And now I'm retired and enjoying my life, taking my dogs for a walk.
So what did you... When you were a kid, you know, you used to play games.
Oh, yes, when we were children, which was lovely. You could be able to play up the fields in them days, where the back of us was what we called Donkey Meadow in them days.
And where's that now?
Where your mate lived, Blake's. And in the summer, that's why it's called Donkey Meadow. They used to bring the horses from London to have a rest in the summer. We made our own entertainment by playing five stone, marbles, knockout ginger, skipping. Our parents used to play games with us in the evenings. I used to dance around the maypole at Warwick's. We also used to collect as many wildflowers in a jar as possible to see who could win a prize at the fete. That's how I kept easy. I said to Rosemary, then I thought I was saying about how we had a lovely life, and I was saying about easy. I said, oh, do you remember when we used to have a stick, knock the walnuts off the tree and the pears, and with the walnuts were brown. Do you remember skinning them, them green ones? And then, like chestnuts, we used to go chestnutting. So I said, do you remember, I've got a picture somewhere, where we went potato dropping. And then I used to go and pick acorns up and get so much of a bag of those. Can you imagine the kids doing that today?
Yeah.
And also I remembered, because I said to Sarah, I said, do you know what that is? Didn't have a clue. I said, well, that's a shirt button. Do you know what a shirt button is? Oh, you're another one. Little white flower. Like, she hadn't got a clue. So I said, oh, when I was a little girl, which I'm going to do with hers in the summer, when I was a little girl, I said, we used to go around the fields, see who got so many wildflowers to take to the fete to win a prize. And that was one at Warwick's we done. See, there used to be a fete in Warwick's, the fete in the vicarage, used to be a fete. Then where the nursery is, the home, used to be a fete there. And also Stansted Hall, used to be a fete there. But there's no fetes in the village now.
You had a maypole at Warwick's or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, maypole at Warwick's. That's where I took the wildflowers in a jam jar. See, like we had do you remember having getting tadpoles?
Oh, yeah.
And let them go to frogs. So, and then we used to have the pictures in the village club once a month, which was a big treat. Say, 11s and 12s when we was having camps up the field. Because my mum, we had a methylated spirit cooker. My mum used to give us egg and bread and that to fry on it. And also, which was lovely when it was snowing, because Donkey Meadow was the field where you used to have your sledges and everything and go right down, right into them bungalows, into the edge there. And I'd say we spent a lot of time as a child. My mother and father were friends with the bailiff, and we used to go. My mum worked for Buxton's at that time. And Christmas, we used to have a lovely party in the big house. Well, that's when you would go, wow, because there was a great big room. As you went in the main door, we went to the right. It was a great big room, and this was, in them days, a big, fresh Christmas tree where we had a little old silk dry... You know, we didn't have fresh ones at home when it was at home. And it went right up and it was just full of all decorated presents all round it. That's when you would go, wow, give you wonderful Christmas presents. And my mum used to get a brace of pheasants for Christmas off of Buxton's in them days, which were wonderful. And as I say, most of my childhood playing was round Easney. And as you say, because there wasn't much in the village else to do, was there? I used to go to Sunday school at the chapel. I've got a Bible for good attendance. Oh, I should have said that, shouldn't I? Eh?
Why?
The chapel, what used to go there. I think your parents got you out of the way to go to bed on a Sunday afternoon in them days, didn't they? And I got a Bible for good attendance. It's a shame that chapel was...
Oh, Countess of Huntingdon.
Yeah, that's a shame. The chapel down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it, really? Oh, and also, oh, I forgot. You know Easney, which is All Nation College, years ago when I was a child, they had all young kids up there from got no parents there. It was a nursery. And side there was a path went right down into the field where there was like a swimming pool. That's where I learned to swim. Mr. Boswell, his name was, who used to look after it and keep it clean, Mr. Boswell. And as I say, my mum used to take us down there for a picnic because, do you know Dairy Farm? The Easley? Well, you've got All Nation College there, haven't you? If you've got the big car park, if you bear go right, go round, and then you have to do a left, a little down, and I ain't been there for years, but there was a farm there called Dairy Farm. And that's where my mum used to work. Down there, also, they, over the other side, they had... where they grew all their vegetables and all lovely peaches and figs all on the wall. Mr. Warren. Yeah, Mr. Warren, yeah, he used to pack it all in sheds for the winter. And my mum used to have bales of straw when we were young. That was where we had to be, our playpens. Up at Easney, my mum worked with the bailiff down at Dairy Farm. She used to drive the tractor and work in the gardens where all the fig trees, peaches, she used to pack in the shed. Wonderful times and memories. At the side of the big house, there was a path. At the top of the path was an air raid shelter. Capel Lane is where our family home was, and there was three air raid shelters. There used to be a chapel at the end, also the Prince of Wales pub. But as you say, like the kids are missing out on all the fun because you can't let them, like going dropping potatoes, the schools. We used to go picking up potatoes as well. I've got a picture somewhere. I must have been about 14 then. We used to come up easy in that, pick the potatoes up. The tractor used to get them all up on the dirt, not like machines today. We used to go potato picking and potato dropping. We used to drop them before they come up.
Oh, to plant them?
Plant, yeah. Drop them and then I used to go potato picking them up. We used to have a stick up Easney, knocking all the walnuts off the trees, getting hands absolutely brown, getting the shells off the walnuts. There was lovely pear trees up there. That's another thing we used to knock off. We used to go chestnut picking. Plus, we used to go collecting acorns. Got so much for a bag. Also, rose hips. Someone used to have those off of us. And we had such fun, though. We really did.
Can you remember much about the fair that used to come?
The fair?
Yeah.
Cut my head. Oh, definitely. The fair, yes, definitely. and they had to stop it on the bumping cars, because I happened to bend down just at the time when someone banged. I cut my head open. Oh yes, I definitely can remember that. But once that water was up to that wall, no fairground could come then, because there was going to be floods in the village. But I would love if someone's got a picture of my mum pitchforking a loaf up. That's what I would love.
Where did she fork it up to?
It was like two things.
Yeah.
And she used to, right, she was on the tractor on the back. Someone was driving it. She used to put the loaf and up to the windows.
Oh, right, up to the first floor window, so they could reach out and get it.
So they could get it.
The 47 or 48 club.
I've got it up in the loft, and my dad, there's a horse and cart. My dad's on that picture, it's up in the loft. Dad was 111. He was born in the village, my dad. And his parents, you know, when I think, you know where Morty Parker lives next to the school? My dad lived there with his mum and dad, because my brother bought that house when he first got married. When he had one child, he said, he moved to Amwell. My dad said, good God, he said, what do you mean? We used to have three that end in beds, and now they all managed in them days, sort of six in a bed, three that end. So I wake up in the morning with a toe in my mouth, sort of, you know. But when I was down Capel Lane, up the top was the chickens with a terrible cockerel. My dad used to have a stick fattening up for Christmas. Roland had pigeons. Brian had white mice. And then we had a great big fish pond. I bet Ray's filled that in now. Great big fish pond there was. We had a grey cat. Always had dogs. It was like you. Always had animals. My mum, you know what my mum used to do? Come from Dairy Farm, filled up wellies, filled up with corn for the chickens. Come down from Dairy Farm. Yeah, filled up, wellies were filled up with corn. Oh, yeah. Bless her heart. She'd obviously to work hard. Do you want me to tell you about Wilshire's and my dad getting the hats?
Yeah.
Right. Right. My mum, as you say, in them days, my father wouldn't go to a shop and buy anything. My mum used to have to come home from Wilshire's, which was, they used to sell hats, and men's hats and shoes, and used to repair them, and because it was...
And about your dad's hats?
Oh, about my dad's hats, as I say, my mum used to have to bring half a dozen hats home for him to choose a couple off out, and then he would choose which hats he wanted, and Mum used to have to take them back, and he'd go down to the Pieball pub every weekend, pick a flower out the garden as he was going for his buttonhole, and as I say, in them days, my mum done all her shopping in the village. She used to go in Gert Springham's and get all her vegetables. Cats laying in the window amongst all the oranges, the blood oranges. But you didn't take notice of it in them days. They were a lovely little family. And then Mum used to get six loaves of bread at a time in Razor Bakers. And we'd have our sweet coupons each week to go and choose our sweets. As I say, I went down my friend's yesterday and I said about the pictures. I was saying different things. So she said, well, we went to the pictures at the parish hall. I said, well, I can't remember that, which I can't. I can't remember that. She said, oh, you used to really moan at me and say, oh, ask your mum if you can go. She said, it was ninepence going and my mum couldn't afford it. We were trying to think what ninepence was. You forget now, don't you? But you see, it wasn't much.
About 4p.
See, it's like, Zoe asked me last week. She was asking me, I said, Zoe, I forgot. Is that half a crown? And the footney, you see?
Footney bit.
The farthing and all that. I had a load of them. I kept them once, but they're gone. They're gone. Do you remember what the footney looked like?
Yeah.
Golden. Now, I'm going down the High Street now to tell you what I can remember. Springham's Fruit and Vegetable that used to be. Indian restaurant was a cafe. Next to there was a bank and our doctor's surgery at one time. On the left, the bank. On the right, Eddie Anderson's men's hairdressers. And I forgot that.
Brian Pepper took over a bar afterwards, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, Brian Pepper, yeah. Dark hair, quite nice looking, actually.
All coiffured yeah. and...
And once she said, I said, oh, but I'd forgot that. Yeah, see, that's something else I'd remembered. So, Brian Pepper. Oh, my God, because he must be my age. He ain't young, is he? He must be my age now.
Oh, yeah.
Got to be, isn't he? Maybe. Well,
he was older than me.
So. I was going to say, he could be Brian's age, could be 74. Post office, Anderson's hardware store, then... You had Mrs. Paxson, a draper shop. When I first left school, I earned £2.12 and 6. I gave my mum £1, and the first week I went to Mrs. Paxson's and I bought a skirt on a card, paid weekly. And then when I paid for that, I got a blouse, paid weekly. Beattie's grocery shop. Right, Tell me it's fair in fair there. Then we had Poulter's drapery shop, gas showroom, Maud Miller's sweet shop. Between Wilson's shop and cottages on right was Harwood's Dairies. Then we had a blacksmith where Sweeney's Fish and Vegetables was at the same part with an arch over at the entrance. Neve's grocery shop,
no.
You had the church, then there was the cafe at the station, over the level crossing, Amwell Lane, the Nook Cafe, garage across the road, think it was called Frank's, then we had Brown's of Taxis, then we had the pub, over the bridge, two cottages that sold coal with a nice big arch, then there was the pub. Another pub, then Mrs. Griffin, Beattie's shop, paper shop, chemist, Mr. Atkins. The chemist has always been there because my mum said he was better than any doctor. Then there was Russell's drapery shop. Then there was Ray's Baker's. Then there was Mrs. Owen. Do you remember Mrs. Owen? Near the co-op, he used to do taxi work.
Oh, yeah.
And she had a drapery shop there. Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Owen, they were lovely people, they were. He done my sister's wedding, actually. Then you had, the co-op. Then you had, Wilshire. Brother and sister had Wilshire shop. And when the brother died, I think Miss Wilshire bought a house down Capel Lane. And did she leave it to the church? I think she left the... You go down Capel Lane, you've got the cottages, haven't you?
Yeah.
Then they built a house. They built a house now. Well, about 5-6 years back. So you've got the cottages. Right, you've got the bungalow. Come from the high street.
Yeah.
You've got the bungalow. Then you've got the cottages.
Oh, yeah. Then where Pam Holland was.
That's
the
it.
House.
That's it. That's a listed building. Did you know that? Yeah, because Miss Wilshire had one of them houses, little cottages, the other side. And I'm sure she left it to the church. Then you had Burton's, which has always been there. Then you had Ray's Butchers, didn't you? Then, where you got the Lord Louis, you crossed the road on the corner. There was another butcher's there, Parker's. I'll always remember the lady in there, very big, wore an apron, big stripes, very religious. She'd go to, I think, the church at Hartford, I think. Then we come to the decorating shop, O'Dowell's. But my mum couldn't afford wallpaper. So what my mum did, bless her heart, and old Ray was only talking about this week, Ray, your friend. My mum used to get a potato, make a pattern in it and put it in different coloured distemper and make a pattern all round the wall. And he said it was still there. And I remember my mum even painting lino when we was in bed all at night. She painted all the lino. Dyed the curtains so people thought you'd got another pair of curtains up the window. In the back garden with her all mangled. But they were lovely times though.
Mm.
And neighbours were very good in them days. You'd shout out, "Fake, it's raining." The washing or bell, "It's raining." But today they'd let it get wet, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You know?
And Odell's had caravans or something.
Oh, really? Yes. And also the O'Dowds, they had the shop at the side of their house and they sold like wallpaper, paint, and he was a decorator and done jobs in the village. Also, they used to have a caravan they let out for Walton on the Naze. Butchers, the vegetable and fish shop. Opposite Glenmar Terrace was the doctor's, Mr. Moore, Dr. Sedgwick.
Sedgwick.
Then we had the hairdressers, Irene. Then we had Ray's, the baker's and sweet shop. Used to take my sweet coupons. Andrew's the bike shop, Castle's the butcher's, Village Club, where I used to go to the pictures, Littlewood's films, they used done it apparently, Pieball Pub, Royden Road, Burt's the glasswork, opposite the school, fire station, Turner's Greengrocer. And there was some little cottages at the back there where my parents had a place before we moved to Capel Lane. Then we had the Queen's Head pub, another pub. Marsh Lane. Then you went a bit further on down Elephant Lane. Oh, we had a slaughterhouse down Marsh Lane, Burt Bamford's.
Still got one down the end.
And then Elephant Lane, where Mr. Storer, who was the milkman, had cows down there. Then we come back, on the other side of the road, we had the vicarage. Then we had the Five Horseshoes pub, another pub my father went in. Then we had Chapman's farm with all the pigs opposite, he had cows. And we used to go there to see him milk him when we were kids. Then we had the parish hall. We had films in there once a month. I forgot to tell you, there was a football, Stansted Abbott's football field down Capel Lane. They wore red and black shirts, I think. We had nine pubs in the village.
Nurse Creasy.
Yes. She lived, there were some cottages next to the vicarage in them days, down the side. She gave my mum a real telling off, my mum told me, because when my mum had my brother, he was about 10 or 11 pound, I know, and she told my mum more or less not to have any more children. And she'd got to go to St. Albans to be fitted up in them days. Well, the next thing, what happened? My brother and me, there's only 14 months difference between us. And my mum was so, she said, I didn't want to face Nurse Creasy, because she used to come and deliver the children in the homes. Do they remember about all the cows mess up the high street and on the paths? When the cows come out of town meets.
I don't think anybody remembers that.
Oh, I do. And also down Capel Lane. And because my friend, she was saying how her nan used to, she used to have to get water because right near the chapel, that path is so small and her cottage was there and the cows would go up right on that path, all up her window. But we never moaned.
Just wash it off till the next time.
This is it. Oh, I can remember on the paths and everything down the high street. Oh, yes. Oh. I can see the Kelman now with his stick. But, oh, yeah, I can scut all the cows poop. Bet you didn't take notice of it. And I forgot to say about my childhood. The things we used to do, like... Well, no, maybe Lynn's was in there. Two sisters and a brother.
We used to do that.
And we had a bit of cotton on the letterbox. And outside Ray's, there was a big conca tree there. We used to, because we want the traffic then. And we used to put it on the door, behind round the tree. She'd come to the door and she must have just sat down. We pulled it again. But we used to play film stars out on that road. But nine pubs.
Yeah.
My dad also was...
you had the Prince of Wales. What was it?
Prince of Wales.
Capel Lane.
I used to get my arrowroot biscuits in there. And we couldn't get Smith's Crisp in the summer because they went to the seaside. But Morve Miller's, we used to buy packets of crisp, all broken up. They were beautiful. They really were. When you think we had nine pubs, four butchers, four drapery shops, you didn't have to go out the village.
No.
Well, there's four of us. My mum used to get all the shopping on her bike. Not in one go, naturally. But they manage. The kids can't today. No. They've got to have home deliveries, haven't they? My mum's worked in the Pie Bowl and the Crown. And then they finished up at, remember Bonington's Country Club? Mm. Do you ever go up there, did you? And then my dad used to do the gardening and the cellar work. That's where he finished. But my mum was a... Mum used to do weddings for people. Oh, yes. But they all made a living.
Yeah.
It's a shame we haven't got a fresh meat place, really. It really is. Because they were good times, though. So I think my dad used to... I can't remember him going in the Prince of Wales, but my dad used to go in all the pubs, I think. Definitely.
Yeah.
It was like you in them days.
I think most people did, didn't they?
Yeah, well, because he was in the dart team. And my mum was in the dart team in them days. He used to go, a dart team. The only time I went to the seaside, and that was probably with the ball or the crown, was the coach to Southend with all the beer in the back of the coach.
Yeah, that was...
That's the only time I went to the seaside. Yeah, all the beer in the back. They didn't buy it there. Why didn't they buy it there?
Probably it's the price.
They just used to stop, didn't they? And stop the coach and park up and...
Yes, yeah.
Crack open the bottles.
But apparently, near the station, over the station, there's that big house still. You want to inquire about that? There's a big white house, was called Wells's. There was cows at the back there. So I've been told. That was another farm. Well, not farm, dairy, as they say. I can remember old Storer, because he used to live down Capel Lane with the Bentleys. And he was the milkman, and also used to milk the cows down Elephant Lane.
Which is Netherfield Lane now.
Netherfield. I'd get mad.
No, it was your Elephant Lane. That's what it was called.
But I say, my mum always used to use Ray's. I say, she used to go in there and get his great big dog's bone in a bit of newspaper. The old dog was out in the backyard chewing it away. I wouldn't give my dog a raw bone now, would you?
No.
But they did, didn't they? Never took him to the vets. Collie dog, I'd see my dad in the back going, he used to brush it outside. He'd get a bucket of air out of it. Them big collie dogs rode, or she was.